It has been a brisk and seasonable Thursday across our area. Temperatures today have moved up into the 20s and 30s, though some of the coldest higher elevations have stayed below the 20-degree mark this afternoon. It has been breezy at times, so those wind chills are knocking a few degrees off the actual air temperatures for our feels-like temperatures, but all in all, a pretty nice winter day across New York and western New England. We saw a mixture of clouds and sunshine through the day, and many areas have stayed quite bright through the afternoon and now mainly clear into this evening. We have seen more in the way of cloudiness through some of the mountains, the Green Mountains, also portions of the Catskills and Mohawk Valley, where we've seen a couple of snowflakes fall from time to time. Moving into tonight, high pressure will build in. We'll have variably cloudy skies, very similar to what we had today, where some areas will be mainly clear, but other areas will be partly to mostly cloudy, and we could still see a few lingering snow showers falling from those clouds. Otherwise, we're looking ahead to a cold night. The wind will turn a little bit less gusty as temperatures fall back into the single digits and teens. We'll have a few areas through the Adirondacks and Greens that will dip below zero by morning. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have high pressure build in. It looks to be less windy tomorrow and quite bright. We'll call it partly to mostly sunny. Temperatures are expected to come up into the 20s in most areas. A few spots south of Albany may touch the 30-degree mark. Then our focus will turn to a major East Coast storm, and we've been talking about it all week. You've heard about it all over the place, news and online. Well, that major storm threat continues to our south. That large storm will emerge off of the East Coast on Saturday, but the track on the storm is more to the east than northeast, and on that track, the storm will largely miss us here across New York and western New England. However, it is possible that our far southern areas will see some snow, especially areas along and south of I-84 during the day on Saturday into Saturday night, so that's something we will continue to monitor, but this is largely a miss for most of us, and then as we work into Sunday, we will keep things on the quiet side. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of mountain snow showers, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers and flurries, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, high 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low 6 to 12. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the 20s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny north, ranging to mostly cloudy south, a chance of snow well south and east of Albany, with highs in the 20s. Then on Sunday, partly sunny, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.